This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. President Joe Biden says U.S. support for the Philippines and Japan defense is ironclad amid the growing China provocations. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Biden gathered with Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida at the House in the midst of growing concern about provocative Chinese military action in the Indo-Pacific.
When we stand as one, we're able to forge a better future for all. And that's what this new trilat is all about, in my view.
The U.S. and the Philippines have had a mutual treaty in place for more than 70 years. Biden's forceful reinforcement of the American commitment comes in the midst of persistent skirmishes between the Philippine and Chinese coast guards in the disputed South China Sea. Norman Hall, Washington.
The head of the UN Migration Agency said Thursday fatigue among international donors could compound the issues created by the mass displacement of Ukrainians after Russia's invasion, making the situation more expensive to solve. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
UN data indicates Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February of 2022 triggered the biggest refugee crisis in Europe this century, with 6.5 million Ukrainian refugees recorded globally and 3.7 million displaced within Ukraine. International Organization for Migration Director General Amy Pope said the war dragging on can weaken the resolve of donor nations, citing the funding from the U.S. currently tied up in Congress.
If the donor community walks away right now, it's not going to fix the problem. Actually, the problem could become compounded and become more expensive. And then ultimately, we're not only talking about a much more significant response, but we're talking about greater loss of life, greater instability, greater regional instability.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports interest rates in Europe stay as they are as world's central banks wrestle with when to cut. European Central Bank leaves rates unchanged as world central banks wrestles with when to cut.
The European Central Bank is leaving its key interest rate benchmark unchanged, choosing to wait for confirmation that rapidly receding inflation is firmly under control before cutting rates to support an economy that's struggling to grow. The bank's rate-setting council says in its post-decision statement that most measures of underlying inflation are easing, but domestic price pressures are strong and are keeping services price inflation high. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is negotiating with the White House as he prepares for the treacherous task of advancing wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel through the House. House Republican leader Steve Scalise says Johnson has been talking with White House officials about a package that would deviate from the Senate's $95 billion foreign security package and include several Republican demands. It comes after Johnson has delayed for months on advancing aid that would provide desperately needed ammunition and weaponry for Kyiv. Floods engulfed cities and towns across Russia and Kazakhstan on Wednesday after Europe's third longest river burst its banks, forcing about 110,000 people to evacuate and swamping parts of the Russian city of Orenburg. Reuters correspondent Leila Sharak-Shari reports.
Rapidly melting snow has swelled major rivers, including the Ural, which runs through Orenburg towards the Caspian Sea. Climate science professor at Reading University, Maria Shargendanova, said the unusual floods may be explained not only by heavy snow this last winter, but also the speed of the melt, possibly due to climate change.
Within basically days, temperatures went from zero and to 17, 18, or even 20 degrees, and that's what caused a very, very rapid snow melt.
Russian officials said it is the worst flooding in Orenburg since records began. Russian news agencies quoted the emergencies ministry as saying 38 tons of aid, food, drugs and other necessities had been flown into the region.
Reuters correspondent Leila Sharak-Shahi. Thousands more firearms dealers across the United States will have to run background checks on buyers at gun shows or other places outside brick-and-mortar stores. That's according to a Biden administration rule that will soon go into effect. The rule aims to close a loophole that has allowed tens of thousands of guns to be sold every year by unlicensed dealers who don't perform background checks to ensure the potential buyer is not legally prohibited from having a firearm. The rule is likely to be challenged in court by gun rights activists, but administration officials are confident it would withstand such lawsuits. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.